Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts, and I'm here to give you the Wednesday COVID update on behalf of the Wrangell Emergency Operations Center. Wrangell has a total of 8 cases, which includes 4 active cases and 4 recovered cases. The total number of tests administered to date is 1,631, and there's 198 tests pending currently. So I'd like to start by thanking the residents and organizations and businesses of Wrangell for all the sacrifices you've made and the frustrations and disruptions to daily life that you've endured this last 3.5 months. I understand it has not been easy. We still have more work ahead of us, and as we seek solutions to the effects that COVID has had on our families, our education system, and our economy, we may not agree on how to get there, but if we can discuss the path forward with respect and kindness, I believe we will get there much sooner while preserving the relationships we have with one another. As you prepare for the upcoming 4th of July holiday, a holiday that's associated with gathering together for fun, food, and fireworks, I'd just like to ask folks to consider some actions you can take to help prevent the spread of COVID. This includes moving your activities outdoors, putting some distance between yourself and members of other households, providing a way for folks to wash their hands or use hand sanitizer, and wearing a mask, especially when you're able to distance yourself from others. If you are hosting barbecues, consider having guests bring their own food instead of serving food buffet or potluck style. And don't forget your sunscreen when you decide to take a midday walk on the beach in the sun. Have a safe and enjoyable 4th of July weekend.